here, Captain. Down there on the docks.
I see him, Jonesy. I trust we're ready.
Aye, aye, sir. Harker says she and her boys have the engines all warmed up, ready to go. Harbor Master has his fee. We can leave any time before midday.
Excellent. Well then, I should greet our guest. Good morning, Your Grace. If you care to join me up here, I'll see your baggage is properly stowed. Jones?
Have the gentleman's baggage placed in his cabin and his cargo in the hold, sir?
What would I do without you, Jonesy?
Oh, I'm sure you'd muddle through somehow, Captain. Sir?
Well, hello again, Your Grace. It's nice to see you. We're ready to go. Just as soon as your cargo is loaded. Shouldn't take too long. Oh, and you'll be wanting one of these. It's a standard airship harness, Your Grace. Mandatory when underway, at least for moving around on deck. In your cabin, you may do as you wish, but I will not have you endanger my crew. Here, allow me to help you. And there we go. No, sir. Those three are meant to hang loose. You see the rails along the sides of the room? At any time, you should be attached to one of those by at least one of these lines. That way, if the ship should shake, you will stay on board. Don't worry, Your Grace. I'm not expecting any serious shaking. But elementary safety is never a poor idea. Besides, the belts are hardly tighter than that vest of yours.
Cargo stored, Captain, as are the gentlemen's bags.
Very good, Jones. Take the helm. You might want to hang on, Your Grace. Captain to engineering. Harker, transfer power to lift crystals. Engines on full standby. Take us up, Jones.
Aye, aye, sir. Crystals at 60%, 70, 80. Lift chi rising. Clear of moorings.
Underway, shift colors. All right, Jones, take us up to 2,500. Set course north by northeast.
Aye, sir. 2,500 feet north by northeast.
Very good. Your Grace, if you'd like to follow me, I'll show you to your cabin.
Fresh air. You don't get that down in the city. Don't forget about the straps, Your Grace. The rail on your left. There you go. Right this way. Clear the way, lads. And here we are. Yes, Your Grace, it is right next to mine. Always wise to keep an eye on one's guests, especially ones as company as you. Please.
Not large, I admit, but it should suffice. Now then, we should discuss our journey. With fair winds, we should be in Lucian in a little over a week. During that time, you are free to roam the ship, but I would advise staying out of the engine room. The smoke and steam will do no favors for you or your clothing. Meals are served regularly. I'm afraid you will have to eat with the crew, but I'll make sure they stay respectful. Beyond that, is there anything that you need? Good. In that case, I'd like to talk about your cargo. No one pays that much for lift crystals. Not unless they have a very special purpose in mind for them. So if I'm going to be smuggling crystals, I'd like to know what they're for. Yes, Your Grace, I know a fair bit about lift crystals. Well, if you insist. A lift crystal is a simple enough creation. When an electrical current is run through it in the proper way, it produces a field that repels gravity. If you place a dozen or so of these crystals, the size of my fist, around the hull of an airship, it flies. If the electricity is not correctly applied, then the crystal produces an internal harmonic that causes it to vibrate rapidly. It can be rather spectacular, but I fail to see what use that could possibly have. Your case? Very well. What am I looking for in here? This? A nice enough bag. Hardly large enough for crystal, though. All right. An odd device. What exactly is it? A prototype. Well, that really clears things up. A prototype what? If I push the button, it's not going to explode, is it? Well, that's reassuring. What the? You've taken a small crystal and deliberately misaligned it so it vibrates? Why? Alright. Well, it does feel nice against my hand, but still. So that's it. You're transporting illegal lift crystals to the most dangerous city in the Empire to create a harlot's delight? Oh my, Your Grace, when you offered yourself as payment, I assumed you were desperate. But it's more than that. You really are a lech, aren't you? A filthy, filthy man whore. That excites you, doesn't it? Hearing me call you what you are? It's all right. I don't judge. As I told you, wars are vastly underrated people. I really didn't get to see you last time. Shall we rectify that? Take off your boots, Your Grace. Now take off your trousers. Your legs are exceptional. Good. Now your shirt and tie. Oh yes, my whore, you really do have an amazing chest. Do my nails feel good on it? Your cock is rather eager, isn't it? That is an excellent erection. Well then, I shouldn't disappoint you. So tell me, what does this harlot's delight do? Shall we find out? So is it meant for you or me? Either. Well then, I'm gonna lie down, and I'm gonna use your toy on my cunt first. If you're good, then I'll allow you to fuck my tits while I play with your device. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. I've never felt anything like this. Oh. Oh, yes, Your Grace. I see you there stroking your cock while you watch me. Oh, would you like to fuck my tits? Or would you like a turn with your crystals of ice? You might have to pry it out of my hand. Oh, does that feel good on your cock? Ah, oh, I can see it vibrating. Yes, press your head against my clit. Oh, fuck. Good boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, spread my legs wider. That's it. Oh, God. I am so wet. Oh, it's just a pity that your wondrous device is too large to fuck me properly. And tell you what, if you ask nicely, I'll hold it between us while you fuck me. Good boy. Say please. Please, Captain, let me fuck your tight, wet cunt. Good boy. Now, for your reward. Oh. 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 Oh, your delight. My God, I can feel the vibrations through you, too. You want to come, don't you, Your Grace? Then do. Oh, I want to hear you groan as loud as the gears on this airship. Oh, yes, fuck, come for me, Your Grace. Oh, yes. Fuck, I can't hold on anymore. Well, that was... You are going to be a very interesting passenger, Your Grace. I should get back to the bridge. I look forward to your company at dinner.